And after he was gone, Claire always wanted a dog. She was a dog lover. She had a fox terrier first, then she had a cocker spaniel. Those only two she had, both of them other lived forever. And after the cocker spaniel was gone, she was away at school. And I said, well, now that's it with dogs. We're not going to have any more. So we never have had any more since. You know, Wayne and I, you can't go off and leave a dog. And maybe at some times we haven't always had a veterinarian here that would keep them. And they just something that has to be taken care of. And after Claire was gone and I was free to go with him whenever I wanted to, well, we just didn't want anything to be tied down to, so we just quit having pets.
Well, what do you call a little mixed breed kind of dog? So that's just no...
Cur.
And what about just a worthless, small, noisy dog? Just a real noisy little dog, just bark.
Oh, I don't know. A nuisance. I don't know.
Ever hear about
Feisty. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah. Yeah, feisty little dog there. Yeah.
Is that a kind of dog, or is that a...
No, that's not a... just a name.
And
it's real feisty.
If a dog is this, you say you got...
A biter.
And you say, I got what?
Bitten by a dog. And by the way, yesterday when I went, I have had bursitis in the shoulder so bad. And I had to go up yesterday to get a shot, and it hurt me so bad the night before. And it was the first time I've seen that happen, and I don't know when. There was a lady up there that Dr. Felder gave a tetanus shot to. She had been bitten by a dog. And I heard him, she was in the other room, and I heard him say, now you be sure and keep that dog up for 10 days. Don't you let him get out. Because he says, I don't want you to have to take all these other shots. He just gave her a tetanus shot for the bite. And she says, oh, I'm going to. And he says, and don't let him bite you again. But the first time I've heard of anybody bitten by a dog in so long.
Would you ever say that she got...
Dog bit.
tell me about mules. You said that she didn't ever have...
No, I don't know much about mules.
What would you call two of them you used together?
Team.
And what do you call a little calf? A little calf.
Calf.
Do you call the male something different from the female?
Sure, a bull. Steer.
When they're little women?
You say a little bull calf.
And a little, for the female?
A little, heifer.
And if you have a cow named Daisy or something, you say, Daisy is going to...
Have a calf.
And, what do you call the male horse?
I know, stallion.
You ever hear anything else used?
Yeah, there must be something else. What, stallion and what? I don't know.
What about the female?
Mare.
And if you couldn't stay on a horse, you'd say you
fell off.
So you say I fell off
the horse.
And what about if a child went to sleep in bed and found himself on the floor?
Fell out of the bed.
What do you call the things you put on the horse here?
Shoes.
And
horse shoes.
And you put them onto his
hoof.
And he has four
feet hoofs.
Do you ever play a game with the horseshoes?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We used to have some in the backyard. We used to have some. Used to pitch horseshoes out in the backyard.
Is that what you call it, pitching horseshoes?
Pitching horseshoes, uh-huh.
Do you know what you call the male and female sheep?
A ewe and a ram.
And you keep the sheep for?
Breeding and for shearing. I guess you shear the rams too, though, don't you? Now, that I don't know either. I don't know anything about sheep either.
But
there's no sheep country.
The stuff you get from them is...
Wool.
And would you call the sheep... ever hear sheep call anything else?
The cattlemen in California called them everything when they came out there. Some of it not printable. And no, I don't know. Goats? No, you're not about goats. There's a difference between goats and sheep. No, I don't hear sheep call anything else.
What about hogs?
No, I don't know anything about hogs.
You call the male something different?